Joining me in the studio for this edition of Our Town is Kim McDaniel and Jennifer. Jennifer, I didn't get your last name.
Brandenburger.
There you go. We're talking about the Florence Festival of Trees. And this is, how many years has this been going on?
This will be our sixth year. COVID kind of shut us down. So the last couple of years was all online, kind of a streaming event. So this year we're back to a live gala with a full dinner, dessert auction, live auction. Pretty excited about it.
And this is, obviously, it's a fundraiser. Tell me what the fundraiser's for and where the money goes.
100% of the funds raised will go to the Oregon Coast Military Museum. This is our main fundraiser for the year. We hope to raise 100% of our coming year's operating costs. The museum receives no federal or state funding. We're 100% donation and project grant driven. That's all we receive. So this is a pretty big one for us.
Now, what was the idea of doing the Festival of Trees? I mean, obviously, someone came up with this idea to all of a sudden design a bunch of trees and put them up for sale. How did that come about? Do you know?
You know, I wish I could answer that. It's a little bit before my time. But Festival of Trees, the concept has been around for quite some time. I don't think at the time we started it, there wasn't one here in Florence. So it was just a way to get the public involved in the museum.
Jennifer, what kind of event is this going to be? I know that Kim said there was going to be like it used to be, but tell us a little bit about the event itself.
The event itself will have dessert auction. We'll have live auctions for the trees. Again, this is the event that keeps our doors open. Getting the community involved in it is basically one of our main goals, is that community fulfillment, if you will.
How did you first become involved with the military museum?
I was asked to decorate trees a few years ago. They needed volunteers. And then it's something that became, I guess, near and dear to me every year since then. And then I joined the board. So this will be my first year as a board member doing this event. So it's been a lot of fun learning the ins and outs and the back end of all of it.
Are you going to be designing again this year too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I noticed I've been to two of them. Of course, then, like I said, there was COVID, and always amazed me that how beautiful some of these trees are put together and the creative ideas. I mean, from Snoopy's to, you know, all these different design features that come in, and I guess it takes a really creative person, I would imagine, to come up with some of this stuff.
We have a community full of creative people, so there is definitely no end there.
Now, how many trees do you need to make you feel like this is considered a successful event?
We hope to have 25 7.5-foot trees fully designed and decorated and up for auction. At the same time, we have about 24-foot tabletop trees because of a lot of folks that may be in a small apartment or assisted living, something like that, still want to have a tree, but need it up a little smaller, need it up higher. So those will just be cash and carry, people able to purchase them and take them home. And then we'll also be doing wreaths this year, lit wreaths.
Oh, cool.
So they'll be able to purchase wreaths and take with them for some holiday decorations.
One year I got I think it was one of the last trees that went up for auction, and I bid on it, and I won it, and it sits there in our second home that we've got. Ooh, kind of sits there, and we put that up every year, so that's kind of cool.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
that's excellent.
I really enjoyed doing that. Really enjoyed the event as well.
So we need designer decorators. So these people, super creative, or maybe they don't think they're creative, and they can just do a traditional Christmas tree. Everyone can decorate a Christmas tree. So we're looking for people who are willing to donate a little bit of time and Christmas decorations, themed tree or traditional tree, that would like to come in and decorate. We'll have a whole week that they can come in and decorate their trees. We need everything decorated by Friday before the event. simply because on Saturday, December 3rd, is a kind of a free preview, family day. You can come and walk through all of the Christmas trees and just marvel at the designs and the beauty. And then on Sunday, December 4th, we'll have the gala and the auction.
And the gala and the auction is going to be at Three Rivers Casino.
Yep, the entire event from the entire week will be at Three Rivers Casino.
Now, a sponsor of a tree, is a sponsor of a tree necessarily also a designer of a tree, or can they be two different people?
Two different people. So the sponsor of the tree
kind of pays for the decorations and everything.
It kind of helps with the tree, the purchase of the tree. They're all 7.5 pre-lit artificial trees. But if you want, some of our designers insist on a live tree, and they bring their own live tree. You can do that, too. That's perfectly fine. But the sponsor, their name goes on the tree. Goes in our advertising. We have sponsorship packages that include your name or business name in all of our advertising, anywhere from $150 to $1,000 packages. So it's just depending. We have something for everybody.
And now the designers, do they come in with their own design ideas, or do you have like a whole pile of possible designs and they get to choose, or how is that figured out?
They can do their own. It's all up to them. The only thing we ask to stay away from is any political views. You know, we really don't want someone.
So no red or blue trees.
Exactly. You know, nothing like that. And it has to be family friendly, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something
well,
that.
Well, there goes my idea.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Oh, all right.
Not too scary. You know, some people have some crazy ideas. So we have to be careful of this, because this is a representation of a family day.
Right, right. That would make total sense to me. So. The event, what about people that want to go to the event? What will that entail? What will that cost?
So tickets are $45 a ticket. Two tickets will save you a little bit of money. Two tickets for $80. And the tables are seat 8. You can purchase a table and take your whole family for $300. Keep in mind it is all tax deductible.
Right. And then do you have an idea what the menu is going to be for that?
Do have a little bit of a mind.
Oh, but you don't want to give it away.
It's still not firm, but it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Well, of course it is. It's the casino.
Oh, and they do great food.
Yes, they do
great food. And Tim up there, the director of food and beverage, is working on it, and it's going to be great. We are going to have a dessert auction, so we are looking for the bakers who want to show off their skill or maybe their favorite recipe can make a dessert that would serve 8. And donate it for this fundraiser. And we're going to auction those off between dinner and the tree auction.
Those are always the fun ones.
I'm looking forward to the dessert auction. So we need 32 desserts.
All right, 32 desserts, because you're planning on having 32 tables.
32 tables.
All right. Kim, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in. Again, give me the date and the time of this. December 3rd is the preview.
Family day.
Okay.
December 3rd, 9 to 5. Gala will be Sunday night, December 4th. Doors open at 4. Dinner at 5, auction starts at 6.
So probably be done by 7:30, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, I'm thinking, yeah somewhere okay. Around there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's in time for me to get home and get to bed.
Well, we won't keep you out too late.
There you go. Thank you both very much.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next on the November edition of Our Town, Democratic candidate for the 9th District Representative seat for the Oregon House, Jerry Rust.